The teacher strike isn't the only education news this week. Last year, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich filed a lawsuit against the Arizona Board of Regents for charging unconstitutionally high tuition, he said. Just yesterday, a judge dismissed that lawsuit, though an appeal is expected. It's a win for the three public universities in Arizona, but for some, it still leaves questions about what it means to make college education as nearly free as possible for students. Joining us now to talk about all of this is Rachel Leingang. She's the higher education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So remind us first what this case was all about. The state is supposed to make tuition, like I said, at public universities, quote, as nearly free as possible for students, right?
Right. So Attorney General Mark Brnovich sued the Arizona Board of Regents last year and claimed that they had violated the Constitution because education in Arizona is no longer as nearly free as possible. He said tuition had skyrocketed over the past 15 years, more than 300% at all three of the universities, and that that didn't meet the mandate of as nearly free as possible. So that came at the same time as a lawsuit over in-state tuition rates for Dreamers, for people who are covered under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. So some people question the timing of that and whether the two were, I guess, politically related.
Right, right. And so what did the judge decide in dismissing this lawsuit? Why was it dismissed?
The Regents had filed three different motions to dismiss, and the judge only weighed in on one of them, and she said that the Attorney General lacked the authority to bring the lawsuit against the universities. Basically, he didn't have the permission of the legislature or the governor to bring the suit, so he didn't have the authority to sue the universities.
So it wasn't over the merits of this argument he's making, it was sort of over the procedural aspects?
Right, and so the Attorney General, as he said, he's disappointed in the ruling, but he said they never weighed in on the merits of it. So, you know, it's possible they may appeal. He does think that he has he's right in terms of the law on the constitutional basis, and wanted to have a more substantial ruling on, you know, the merits of what he brought forward. Is as nearly free as possible, is that mandate being met?
Right, right. And he said at the time that he wanted to use this to start a conversation about the high tuition rates at the university. So is an appeal expected here? And any idea, if that happens, about how we might go about it differently so that it would not be dismissed on these same grounds again?
The Attorney General wouldn't say yesterday if he wanted to appeal it, though. As I spoke with him, he got, you know, pretty fired up about the topic, and toward the end he said, you know, the more I'm talking about this, the more it seems more obvious what I'm going to do. So it seemed like he was leaning toward it toward the end of our conversation,
right.
But he didn't say one way or the other. And one way that you could get past this authority issue, you know, you could be suing on behalf of some students if there were students who wanted to come forward, or if the governor said, you know, yeah, I'm okay with this lawsuit, that would give him permission to do it. So there are a couple ways that could get rid of that, you know, lack of authority issue.
All right. So we'll be watching for that. That's Rachel Leingang with the Arizona Republic. Rachel, thanks again.
Thank you.